Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 20, 1 to 6. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 to 6. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations any more until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. My theme for reflection is chained dragon and crowned king. Chained dragon and crowned king. Revelation is the one book where Christians either lean forward with fascination or quietly lean back with caution. Mention the 1,000 years and suddenly everyone becomes an expert. Yet Lent does not invite us into speculation as much as into trust. Beneath the debates of Revelation 20:1-6 lies a steady and stunning truth. Evil is not ultimate. Christ is. The problem John addresses is not curiosity about timelines, but fear. The early church lived under persecution, propaganda, and pressure. Rome looked invincible. Evil seemed unleashed. Into that anxiety, John sees a vision. An angel binds the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and throws him into the abyss. However we interpret the 1,000 years, the picture is unmistakable. The enemy is restrained. Evil rages, but it is not sovereign. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself hinted at this in Mark 3:27, when he spoke of binding the strong man before plundering his house. Revelation echoes that teaching. The binding of Satan signals that through Christ's life, death, and resurrection, the decisive victory has already occurred. As Paul assures believers in Colossians 3:1-3, you have been raised with Christ. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. The reign of Christ is not merely a future expectation, but a present reality. In Lent, this matters profoundly. We walk with Jesus toward the cross, an event that looked like defeat, but was in truth triumph. The dragon is chained not because Christians are powerful, but because the Lamb reigns. The martyrs, John sees, those who lost their lives for Christ, are not forgotten casualties but enthroned witnesses. Even beheading, meant to sever them from eternity, cannot undo Christ, God's redemption. Evil can wound the body, but cannot claim the soul. Augustine wrote, "The devil is like a chained dog. He can bark and he can frighten, but he can only bite those who go too near." That image resonates here. The enemy still deceives, still tempts, and still intimidates, but his authority is limited. In a world captivated by New Age spiritualities that speak of cosmic forces, shifting energies, and spiritual awakenings, Revelation reminds us that history is not governed by impersonal vibrations, but by the risen Christ. The battle is not balanced between equal forces of light and darkness. The dragon is bound. The symbolic 1,000 years, repeated 5 times, suggests not a stopwatch but a completeness, a divinely ordered season in which Christ reigns. Whether one reads this through an amillennial, premillennial, or postmillennial lens, the spiritual heartbeat remains. God acts, we receive. God secures, we endure. Our role is not to engineer the end of history, but to remain faithful within it. What does this mean for us during Lent? It frees us from panic. We are not required to decode every headline or fear every cultural shift as though the kingdom were fragile. Christ reigns now. We are called to calm faithfulness, prayer, witness, justice, and love as signs of the coming fullness of his kingdom. Lent becomes a rehearsal of that hope. We repent not because darkness wins, but because light already has. There are 2 questions for reflection. Number 1, when you look at the world's turmoil, do you respond with fear or with confidence in Christ's reign? Number 2, how might remembering that the dragon is chained change your daily faithfulness? And now our practical exercise for the day. Identify one fear that has been quietly ruling your thoughts. Write it down. Then beneath it, write this confession. Christ reigns. Offer that fear to God in prayer and take one small act of faithful obedience, an act of kindness, generosity, or truth-telling as a sign that you belong to the reigning King. Sovereign Lord, when evil feels loud and history feels uncertain, remind us that the dragon is bound and the Lamb is enthroned. Anchor our hearts in the victory of Christ, that we may live this Lenten season not in anxiety but in hope. Teach us to walk faithfully, trusting that our lives are hidden with you and that nothing can separate us from your redeeming love. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.